The candidate's acceptance speech at the national convention is traditionally viewed as a key moment in the campaign. But if TV ratings are any indication, much of the audience Democrats are hoping to reach may not view John Kerry's speech at all. Ratings are down compared with previous election years. In many respects, this is not surprising. ABC, CBS, and NBC limited their live coverage of this year's convention to just an hour a night and no coverage on Tuesday, the night of the convention keynote speech. We turn to Howard Kurtz, who covers media for The Washington Post, to talk about the declining audience.
Every 4 years, I seem to write the story that fewer people are watching these conventions, in part because the broadcast networks are sending the message that they must not be very important. After all, they're devoting only 3 hours over four evenings to the conventions. But on the first night, which you would think would be a big draw, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, total viewership down 10% from 4 years ago.
Well, some of the networks had an interesting take on this. They suggested that the disappointing ratings for day one of the convention were attributed to viewers' familiarity with the former President Bill Clinton, I guess suggesting that viewers might tune in larger numbers later in the week to watch candidates and other speakers that they knew less about. Did that turn out to be true? Any truth to that?
We don't fully know, but I just came across some figures, preliminary Nielsen ratings just for the Washington, D.C. market, and this knocked my socks off. In the 10 o'clock hour when John Edwards spoke, and he's certainly somebody whom a lot of Americans might be expected to have some curiosity about, the local Fox station, which stuck with its regular newscast, drew as many viewers as the local ABC, CBS, and NBC stations combined. They were all covering the convention. So although I think there's a lot of interest in this election, there doesn't seem to be a great hunger, at least among a lot of folks, to tune into these proceedings in Boston.
So what's going on in the world of cable? Have they seen a rise in viewership?
Yeah, absolutely. PBS is doing very well, and the cable network, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox, their numbers are all up from 4 years ago. I think what's happened is that as the broadcast networks have increasingly gotten out of the business of covering live news events, people who care about news have migrated to cable. And so they are seeing a modest increase. But let's keep in mind, you know, CNN, which won the first night among the cable networks, had 1.5 million viewers. So that's very nice in the cable universe. It is a fraction of what the big broadcast networks draw.
In the end, the traditional networks are carrying only 3 of the 28 hours of the convention. Howard, what gets lost?
What gets lost are the unexpected moments. Teresa Hines Kerry gave a speech a lot of people did not like. Some people did like very much. It was a very non-traditional speech for potential first lady. Most people didn't see it, or in this media environment, they saw it in a 20-second clip on the local news the next day or read about it in the newspaper. What gets lost is keynote speaker Barack Obama, who created a lot of buzz at this convention. Most Americans did not see his speech. And, you know, interviews with delegates and a sense and a feel of where the Democratic Party is and all the things that happen when you have this kind of gathering, you can't squeeze that into an hour where you've got to deal with a couple of major speeches. Your anchors barely have time to get on, get off, and offer a few words of analysis. So the texture of the convention is lost, and I think the broadcast networks recognize that, but it's a price they're willing to pay because they can make so much more money putting on their entertainment programming.
Thank you, Howard.
Good to talk to you.
Howard Kurtz covers the media for The Washington Post.